This is not your revolution. Hey, thank you for tuning in to Not Your Revolution. This is a new podcast, first episode. Woo, yay, party noises. But, I'll be your host. My name's Ethan Howard. A little bit of background on myself. I've been playing music in bands, both semi-professionally, professionally underground, all kinds of just whatever, for 6 or 7 years now. And I'm currently going to school for recording and music business, and I hope to be able to help kind of usher in the new age of the music industry. And it's going to be tough, but I think we can do it. I have faith in us, all of us quiet underlings. Well, not really quiet, but I think you know what I mean. And basically, this podcast is going to help out and kind of keep track of those changes from the current era of the music industry. And it'll kind of follow along with the transition into the newer generation and what we're doing to update the music industry. One thing that I want to encourage any of you all, I subscribe to, and I believe it's just an absolutely amazing resource to have. He doesn't really go on a regular schedule, but there's a guy out that's based in L.A. I believe he's a music attorney or entertainment attorney. His name is Bob Lefsetz. It's kind of like blogging. I guess he has a blog on his website now, I guess. And he just writes about whatever he feels like. Most of the time it's pertaining to the music industry. Sometimes it's about concerts. Sometimes it's about distribution. Sometimes it's about, you know, a bookstore, comic store he used to go to when he was in college. But everything he has to say is always worthwhile. You can actually head over to, I believe it's lefsetz.com, I think. And I will post that link along with this episode on my Podomatic page. But definitely, I suggest checking that out. It is a great read. Some of the biggest things, really, that are influencing the music industry and changing it, obviously, the internet. That is probably the biggest thing, so I'm going to start there and just kind of work my way on up. The internet. Who has not ever gone to YouTube, typed in something? For instance, how my ukulele gently weeps, I believe it's that John Lennon song or whatever. This kid can't be like more than 17 playing it on his ukulele. Oh my god, it's amazing. I'll link that because I want to watch that now that I think about that. But YouTube, look at the YouTube Symphony Orchestra that they're doing right now. They're almost done taking audition videos where they give you the PDFs of your parts. You play it, make a video of it, and send in that video plus a video of you playing a solo. And they're having a huge concert at Carnegie Hall, which for classically trained people is like, oh, it's like heaven. Well, not heaven, but pretty close, I'd imagine. Hey, for some, it might even be heaven. It's Carnegie Hall. But with that, you've got YouTube, MySpace, which is just a breeding ground for crappy high school bands, and also some really good bands. But MySpace, I personally have some issues with when they revamped their whole music deal. I personally, I hated it, absolutely hated it, and then I loved it, and now I'm eh. I still don't like the fact that you can't actually make anything available for download. Not cool with that. Thumbs down. Two thumbs down right now. But moving on from MySpace, and you've got where the industry really screwed up, P2P software, Napster, Morpheus, Kazaa. Obviously, everybody knows what happened way back when Napster first came out. Yeah, it was the advent of the RIAA lawsuit era, where we'll send you an affidavit. You stole music, so you owe us, $6,000 a song instead of 99 cents a song. And obviously that made a lot of people view the recording industry as the bad guy, because you're trying to get the music. I don't know about you, but back then, even now, I struggle to be able to afford much of anything, much less, an overpriced $20 for 13 crappy tracks with maybe two good ones on their CD. So instead of utilizing that and seeing that and saying, hey, all these people, look at this amount of stuff that's going over these programs, we need to figure out a way to capitalize on this. They just decided to slap lawsuits on people. Independent firms, the music industry can't... I shouldn't say the music industry necessarily. The major labels can't really capitalize as much as they would like off of things like Napster and Rhapsody, because they didn't. They spent 5 years, 6 years, however many years, walling around in lawsuits when Napster's out there doing basically an on-demand renting. You pay, your $12.95 or $14.95 a month, and you get to download whatever. You don't necessarily download, you have to pay to download, but you get to listen to on demand whatever, basically the comprehensive history of music. And I'm going to link to Napster in there. It's just Napster.com if you weren't aware. But Napster really has it figured out. Other things such as Pandora, which is basically you go in, type in a song or artist that you like, and it'll create a streaming radio station of that artist and similar artists. But my beef with that is there's so much things because of the licensing. You have to have the window open. You can only skip so many songs per day. You can't go back in a song or in the playlist. So once it's played, that's it. You just got to write the name of the song down and hope you can find it later. But I don't know. It's cool if you're just kind of doing work, need music in the background, but if you want to sit down and focus on music, I don't really suggest Pandora. So, it's kind of an even trade. And, I mean, that basically kind of, that definitely obviously does not wrap up the discussion of music and the internet. That's going to be probably my biggest topic throughout this podcasting journey. But for now, I'm going to wrap up on there. With this show, I really want as much listener input and feedback as possible. So there's several ways to go about that. You could shoot me an email at notyourrevolution@gmail.com. Or you could head on over to the forums, which is linked on the Podomatic page, revolution.proboards.com. And you can even actually go and follow me on Twitter. My username there is Ethan X Howard. It's just my name separated by the letter X. No, it's not my middle initial. But go follow me. Talk on the forums. Let me know. I definitely would like to know what you all think, what your opinions are. And hey, you never know. You might even end up on the show at some point. So this is Ethan Howard with Not Your Evolution. Signing out, first episode.